Exhausting day. Strange to be tired after months of sleep. But that is said to be a common reaction after awakening from fugue. My cells feel the fatigue of these past months of travel, even if I do not remember them. I don't remember feeling this tired from travel when I was younger. I felt bad about not getting to know young Hoyt better. He seems a decent sort, all proper catechism and bright eyes. It's no fault of youngsters like him that the church is in its final days. It's just that his brand of happy naivete can do nothing to arrest that slide into oblivion, which the church seems destined for. Well, my contributions have not helped either. Brilliant view of my new world, as the dropship brought us down. I was able to make out two of the three continents, Equus and Aquila. The third one, Ursa, was not visible. Planetfall at Keats, and hours of effort getting through customs and taking ground transit into the city. Confused images. The mountain range to the north with its shifting blue haze. Foothills forested with orange and yellow trees. Pale sky with its green-blue undercoating. The sun too small but more brilliant than Pacham's. Colors seem more vivid from a distance, dissolving and scattering as one approaches like a pointillist's palette. The great sculpture of Sad King Billy, which I had heard so much about, was oddly disappointing. Seen from the highway, it looked raw and rough, a hasty sketch chiseled from the dark mountain, rather than the regal figure I had expected. It does brood over this ramshackle city of 500,000 people in a way that the neurotic poet king probably would have appreciated. The town itself seems to be separated into the sprawling maze of slums and saloons, which the locals call Jacktown and Keats itself, the so-called Old City, although it dates back only four centuries, all polished stone and studied sterility. I will take the tour soon. I had scheduled a month in Keats, but already I am eager to press on. Oh, Monsignor Edouard, if you could see me now, punished but still unrepentant, more alone than ever but strangely satisfied with my new exile. If my punishment for past excesses, brought about by my zeal, is to be banishment to the seventh circle of desolation, then Hyperion was well chosen. I could forget my self-appointed mission to the distant Bikura. Are they real? I think not this night. And content myself with living out the remainder of my years in this provincial capital on this godforsaken backwater world. My exile would be no less complete. Ah, Edouard, boys together, classmates together. Although I was not so brilliant nor so orthodox as you. Now old men together. But now you are 4 years wiser, and I am still the mischievous, unrepentant boy you remember. I pray that you are alive and well and praying for me. Tired. We'll sleep. Tomorrow, take the tour of Keats, eat well, and arrange transport to Aquila and point south. Day 5. There is a cathedral in Keats, or rather there was one. It has been abandoned for at least 2 standard centuries. It lies in ruins with its transept open to the green-blue skies, one of its western towers unfinished, and the other tower a skeletal framework of tumbled stone and rusted reinforcement rods. I stumbled upon it while wandering, lost, along the banks of the Hooghly River, in the sparsely populated section of town where the old city decays into Jacktown, amid a jumble of tall warehouses which prevent even a glimpse of the ruined towers of the cathedral, until one turns a corner onto a narrow cul-de-sac, and there is the shell of the cathedral. Its chapter house has half fallen away into the river. Its facade is pocked with remnants of the mournful, apocalyptic statuary of the post-Hegira expansionist period.